Welcome to Regretsville. I'm Tracy Soren.
And I'm Jesse Jaws. Together we're Soren and Jaws. And you could be biking.
Biking!
Biking on a bike.
I've never done biking before.
Yes, I said we're biking.
You really are switching it up.
You can't put me in a box. And so I'm biking on a bike. You're biking on a bike. And all of a sudden, you look down at the gears.
Sure, yes.
And they're not switching.
Take
and
me
you
on a
wanted
ride.
Them to. And now you're going uphill. Okay? So you're pedaling way too fast.
You're biking on a
And you're going uphill. And you're on your way to a date. And you regret
sweaty.
That because now you're sweaty.
Sweaty. Ooh. That's
you're
what it is.
And sweaty. And ooh. That's where sweaty. We are, and that's what this is.
Yeah. Oof. That's the first thing I've said. Oof.
Yes.
Oof. Oof. Way to come in.
Way to come in. Yeah.
I love that intro. I love
it. A week sliding into
sliding
the podcast.
In. Tracy, Oof. This is crazy. I thought we were alone. We are
no,
not.
No, we're not.
We
you just
not
heard
alone.
It. You heard
no.
the
Now we
guest.
Know we are not alone.
Sorry, I barged in here.
Oh, I love that.
That's what I guess is happening.
I love that. I love someone who's not afraid. He's like, I want to be in this
place. I was like,
there's a mic in front of me, and here I am.
Oh, yeah. So today we have Dan Lee. You might, listen, I just said to Dan that he's on so many shows. I keep seeing like that you're on, you pop up and you're literally,
you're
we
on
just
the
did characters
shows.
Together. You're on
yeah,
a,
we did
you're
a show
a,
together.
Yeah, we did a show together. You're on a ton of shows.
Wow.
But he hosts Asian AF
right.
at the UCB Theater.
Yep.
UCB East, right?
Yes.
UCB East? And you can check that
yeah,
out. It's monthly,
East.
Right?
Yes, so far.
And it's been selling out, right?
Yeah, it's been selling
right,
out.
Sweet. Yeah.
And I love a show that sells out.
It's good. It's a good show.
Yeah,
good show.
It's good.
It's a good show.
It's like, it feels good when it sells out.
Oh,
because we could be. It could really go anyway.
Yeah, it could have zero sales.
Zero sales. It could so. Be you. We've all been there.
If you think I haven't performed for two people in a basement, you
you're
be
we've
wrong.
All done.
Oh,
it.
We've all done
have,
it.
And that's what comedy is.
You got to rip that Band-Aid off multiple times every year,
and then keep on ripping, baby.
Yeah, it doesn't. That Band-Aid's long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It has
it
a
keeps going.
Tough hold.
Tough
you
hold
know
on
what
there.
I mean? I keep thinking it's gone. It's not.
And you're always like, okay, well, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
In this, you know,
and then
fire,
here we are.
Fire questionable
fire,
safety,
yeah.
fire hazard.
For sure, for sure.
Shout out to anyone who's listening to Does Comedy in New York. You know what we're talking about.
Yep.
So we start, Dan's aware, but in case you're not aware.
Out there.
Mm-hmm. We start with a regret of the week.
We certainly do.
Mine's actually a regret of like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Am I allowed? Do you allow it?
Imagine if I said no.
Imagine no?
Of course.
Oh my God, of course. I will, if you're
yeah.
starting. So I, you know, money's tight.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, money's tight. So I'm trying to, the holiday season is upon us, and I'm trying to, or was, maybe when this is playing, it might've just passed.
Right.
But when recording, it is upon us. And I have a big regret that I didn't pay attention to like Black Friday or Cyber Monday sales. I get very overwhelmed, and I tried, and I really tried to be like, you're going to do your shopping earlier this year. You're going to be on top of it. You're going to know. And the thing is like, I worked, I think, on Black Friday. I worked on Cyber Monday, and then I was like, Black Friday's, I would truly never go into a store on Black Friday. I mean,
no, it's suicide.
It's been a while for me.
Yeah, it's too much.
Suicide. The sales aren't that good. Sorry.
Ooh,
they're
hot
not.
Take.
Hot take. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
they are not that good. If I'm getting there at 4 a.m. and shoving people and it's like not.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, here's $2 off.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I've always been screwed by Black Friday. And so I refuse to partake.
It seems like they're pushing it up. No,
the time.
It's like, isn't it like?
It's gonna be like a
like
week
Thursday
long
now?
Soon. I know.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
They just really want to shop
it. Right.
They want nothing. No, Black Friday's not sacred. Neither is Thanksgiving.
Saying, that was Thanksgiving. The idea was that like you were with your family on Thanksgiving, and then tomorrow you're a maniac.
Yes.
And now it's like, no, just eat the meal and then come.
Yeah, it's that juxtaposition of.
And I don't like it.
That's
I don't
too
like
much.
It.
It is too.
It's a long day.
And then
I don't like it.
You have stores being like, we're closing on Thanksgiving, and it's like they get an applause.
Yeah.
You know,
people are like, good for you.
That's a store I want to shop at.
Yeah.
You know, it's like okay, but that's really my regret is that like because I get very overwhelmed to go like Amazon Cyber any of those Cyber Monday sales. I just get so overwhelmed. I get like,
you know, it's stupid.
I get so there's so many like deals and lists, and I can't take hours to look through all this stuff. I'm just like, I don't know what to get. And
you shouldn't
know
regret
wants.
It. You should feel great.
That's it. So she's
not you're not buying
regret.
In because you know what. Amazon, okay, is gonna wipe out all mom and pop shops. Okay,
it's very
and
true.
That's gonna
and,
be a
and
sad
you
want to
know something? We're part of the problem.
Well, I'm not.
You order from
I
Amazon.
I do that, but I'm saying like I try to go to shops.
Oh
to
yes,
support.
Yes.
Like just walk in somewhere, hold it, and go. I'm taking this.
I'm taking. You know? It. I'm paying for it.
Yeah, like I'm doing it. I'm not gonna just be lazy and order from Amazon because truly we will lose. It's just sad.
Do you do Small Business Saturday?
I should.
That was on the. That was right after.
I don't like
crowds,
so I'm not doing any of that stuff, and I will pay more into shop on my own time.
Yeah,
Truly.
I didn't even know Small Business Saturday was a thing until this year when someone said it. And I was like, what is that?
Small businesses need it. That's why.
They're so trying. You didn't know it was a thing because they don't have the marketing to.
I guess. That makes sense.
Yeah.
They have to band together.
They really do.
Or they'll die alone.
Astoria does that, where they all band together.
Isn't that from a movie?
Live Together, Die Alone?
No,
band together. Or we will...
If it's not, I'm about to make
it. It sounds like a movie quote.
Live Together,
like
Die
it.
Alone is lost. Just saying. Live I don't know together, what band together alone. Is, but Live Together, Die Alone is lost. Thank you. Shout out to Lost.
Shout out.
Shout out to a small show.
A small show. Small mom and
no
pop.
Yeah, small mom and pop, show. Really indie.
Called Lost. So that's my little, that was my little, it's not exciting.
Sure.
It's not that exciting, but I was just, now my bank account is like, why didn't you just look for the sales?
I get that. I relate to that though. Right. I don't participate in like Cyber Monday or Black Friday and I always regret it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's too early. I mean, I'm not thinking about it. And then it's like, I'm not prepared. And then I have to comb through like 20 pages of Amazon things to find a deal. And I'm like, I don't even know what I'm looking for.
You're not in the headspace. And I think what happens too is like, I, even though I'm, you know, a Jewish woman, I'm still like thinking of Christmas, but Hanukkah always sometimes is so much earlier.
Oh, it's like now.
And so it's like, it's starting on Tuesday.
It's terrible.
And I'm like, welp, I'm on the Christmas timeline as an American. And like, I'm behind.
Right.
I'm always
sure.
behind.
Well, that is true.
That's what happens.
I'm always like, when is Hanukkah?
Oh, that's
I can
it.
Never find
it changes
the answer.
Every fucking year.
No.
Stupid
lunar
calendar.
Here I go.
Okay.
My regret. Okay, I got it. I forgot for a second. It came and it went. Listen to me when I say this. Life has changed for me a little bit.
Oh, my God.
I have a working TV.
Whoa.
Wow.
And I have like some, I don't know how this happened. But I have HGTV, and my life is different. I regret this hasn't been my life forever.
Why are you organizing your room?
Probably. I can't tell you how happy it makes me, how calm it makes me. I'm watching Lottery Dream Home. I'm watching House Hunters. I'm watching Flip It or what is it? Flip or Flop?
I've
Flip It
heard.
Or Flop It? Flip Flop. Dan, have you never watched HGTV? It's the most popular... television station.
I feel like everyone around me is obsessed with it and loves
you
it.
You must.
But I don't like have a TV.
I was like that too. I was like that too.
Do you watch it? Do you watch on your whatever?
Yeah, I'm just like
computer?
Streaming and stuff on my laptop and all that. Yeah, you guys don't like
Here's
that one
thing.
Bit.
No judges. No judges.
We refuse to judge.
I just like, I'm someone who likes to put on, you know, work on
music.
My computer, something, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm literally tapping on the thing and have like something playing in the background. And
HGTV
is perfect for that.
HGTV.
So what? So I know. Wait. So your regret is that you
that I haven't had this forever.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you've had a TV for a little bit.
Yes, I have, but it has been non-functioning.
Yeah.
And so.
What does that mean?
It means like I didn't know how to do it. You know what I mean? And
she needed HGTV to tell her how to do it.
I needed,
It's the Home and Garden Television Network, right?
What?
It's the Home and Garden Television Network?
I don't even know what it stands for.
I think that's what it stands for.
I don't want to. Okay? Television Network. It ends with V.
TV. Or just television. Home and Garden Television. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. But it's... I actually is the one thing HGTV is the
it.
One thing I don't. I was like, I don't need it.
Oh my God! Why? I gotta say,
I don't know. My mom watches it every night before she goes to bed.
That's
very,
it's perfect to unwind. There's nothing
because
it's a formula,
and also
and everything works out.
That's another So does anyone watch, just to go on a thing, The Great British Baking Show?
I've watched it. Yes.
Yes.
Heard a lot about it.
Everyone's talking about it, right?
Uh-huh.
That's exactly what it is. It's
That's a
nice.
Little too boring for me.
I get that.
I have to be honest.
But you
I
don't
like
food
this
stuff.
Is relaxing.
You don't like food show. You wouldn't watch a Food Network.
I watched
right?
the full first season. I watched a lot of it, and it's like, I don't know.
I get what. No. I get what you're saying. But what I'm going to bring this up is because it's a similar reason why people like it is because right now in America, right, the news is fucking terrible.
I mean,
and it's all the time.
Yeah.
And we're inundated with this trash, and we have a trash government. Everything's trash.
Mm-hmm.
But people like The British Baking Show, or they like HGTV, because they're like, this is all good. Like The British Baking Show is a competition show, but everyone's nice.
Everyone is.
And
nice.
They're all supportive, and they'll help each other out. It's not like American competitions where they're like, you know, it's who's the villain. There's no
totally.
Villain.
Or like,
right.
yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the same.
Yeah.
Right.
And the HGTV, it's like the problems are manufactured.
I mean, they're the same every time.
Yeah, it's like, mm-hmm.
He wants modern. She wants right. She wants an old country house. What are they going to do?
And
they're going to find a great house in between.
Yes.
And
you know,
love.
And I heard that they know the house before they
course they do. They don't just go to three houses. No. There's no way. And they only do one a day because their outfit changes every time.
Yeah, is it always a third house that ends up being?
No.
It's like a multiple choice test.
No.
Okay. I don't.
It is hard to know. And I do guess every time. Yes, I do.
It's a game.
Okay.
It's a game.
And then, okay, so they like reveal which one is like the one. Oh, that's
And then they do 3 months later, like how they're doing in the house.
That's what I love.
Which I love as well. I'm literally getting a good. I mean, this is the thing. If I can get a good 6 months and like get a real closure on some, the flip it or flop it, whatever that
flip
is.
Flip it.
Flip it, flop it. Flip flops, whatever.
I knew the name and I don't know.
Now I don't know. I think it is flip flops. Anywho, this couple that like buys a house, it's a wreck, okay? Mm-hmm. And then they normally end up gutting it and rebuilding it. Then they stage it. Then they sell it. And it's just the best. Like, it's truly like, I can't believe I get to fast forward like 2 months of labor.
I think it's also because we're in a business where the returns are low.
Low returns.
Uh-huh. Until you start hitting it, then the returns are high. But it's a lot of rejection. It's like, oh, but this is completed.
It's also like seeing a project get completed that quickly is just like, it's, I mean, could you ask for more?
Yeah, I'm really blown away about like, so they like even like with a time jump, that's such like a long like project. So they
do the thing,
I know. And then they check in later, and then you can't do. They don't release it until from point A to point B.
Can you
imagine? It's like 6 months.
Can you imagine being on that production and being like, when is this coming out?
That editor is sitting pretty for a long time.
Oh yeah,
that's a good.
That's got to be a good paycheck.
They're wonderful. I really like them. Whoever edits, I love the whole thing.
Oh,
and that's my life now, and I'm very happy.
Regret. All right, regrets of the 7 days. Two regrets. Regret of the week.
I mean, that's the thing. Is that's what you get.
That's what you get, and you don't get upset.
No.
So Dan, but you're. We always say you're the main show.
We always say that. We say
you
Dan.
Always say that?
We say
you
Dan.
Always
and
say
guest.
Dan specifically.
Yeah. Dan, you're the main show.
We always feel like you're here with us.
We're here. Yeah, it's just, he's always in the corner. Actually, guys, this is actually. We're just finally giving him a put on the mic. So we want to know. What you're here to tell us? What are your regrets?
Right.
Or your regret.
Ooh, I have. A couple. We don't have to do both. I mean, so the first one is, so I've had two knee surgeries in my life.
Wow. Already?
Yeah. Yeah, two. So they both happened in high school, like my last 2 years, like so my junior and senior year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my regret just a general is kind of just like not taking care of it sooner. So it was like an injury that I had before but did nothing about it, and it kind of just like tormented my life for like 4 years in high school.
Oh my god.
And then I got it taken care of, but then it's like I wish I had done it before, because you know, then if you wait too long, you don't take care of it, you get like lingering effects, and it's stuff gets like less repairable the longer like you don't do something, like if you don't
what
take
happened?
Care of it early.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two that happened two separate times. So the first one, I don't really remember. Like, it wasn't, like, a specific trauma that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that I fell or something. And then I remember just kind of a general soreness. But then over time, it just got worse and worse. And what actually ended up happening is I tore my meniscus, which is, like, knee cartilage.
Bad.
Oof. Yeah, so it's not, like... So usually, like, the most devastating one is to get, like, a torn ACL.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that will, like... That's, like, very, like, traumatic and, like, destroys your knee immediately. And then for this, it's kind of just, like, you kind of get a tear and sometimes it repairs itself. But if you're really active, it doesn't really, it won't do that.
Yeah.
So if you're like really active, you can kind of keep like messing it up and like tearing a little bit more. It just kind of gets to a point where like, I think I was pretty active as a kid and I played like a lot of sports. And I wouldn't, it would like bother me, but I would be like, you know, when you're a kid, you're like whatever, it's fine.
Yeah. My body's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm like indestructible. It's a little bit sore right now. It's maybe it's like swelling up or whatever, but it's fine.
Yeah.
You don't really think about that kind of stuff. So then it's just like was getting like I guess piece of more cartilage was like kind of like breaking off, and then it kind of just like floats around in your knee because it has nowhere to go.
Where does it go?
Where does it go?
Well,
it
just gets like starts getting like stuck in your like joints, and
really?
You get it like locks up and stuff like that. So sorry if this is like gross.
Oh no, it's interesting.
I love it.
It's interesting.
Gross because like, what is cartilage?
Right.
You know, I can't picture any of this. That I'm like, yeah, sure.
And I don't believe we had a medical regret yet.
And you know what?
It's the first
time for everything.
Ooh, the
so
first
we're in.
We got our gloves on.
We're in it.
And we're ready.
We're
to
touching
go.
The knee.
We're,
yeah.
we're
in
touching
it.
The knee. We're getting in the knee.
Yeah.
So like it gets like. Well, yeah, it will like kind of, if it's like kind of floating around there, it kind of just floats around. And then when you do certain things, it was like get locked up in your knee will kind of lock up. And it's like scary, you know? It's like all of a sudden you can't like move your knee and it like hurts. And then kind of just unhinges itself and all that. So I like kept going, and then I was like playing lacrosse in high school, and it would just like get worse and worse and worse, and happen more frequently and more frequently. Yeah. And then it got to a point where I was like, I told my parents about it, and I was like, I think the worst part of it is like it's like the psychological stress of it.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, because I don't think I really had something where I wanted to do something, and there was something about like my own physical like body that stopped me from doing it instead of like my skill that you can always like improve on and stuff like that. So it was like interesting and hard to deal with that, and also like just be like a young kid in high school and all that and like middle school.
And getting a surgery.
Yeah, so then like, eventually got a surgery, and it was so like once so what I was talking about earlier is if you don't like kind of if you don't take care of it, it will it's kind of hard to repair. So like normally sometimes if you tear a meniscus, it'll just if you just kind of rest it, it'll heal itself.
Yeah.
But if you keep like
playing
messing with it and playing with it, it'll become like it just becomes more dead and not like healable.
Oh my god.
So then they had to just basically like like shave some of it off and like clean it out with like it was like arthroscopic or something. Yeah, so they put like tubes in there, kind of clean it out and all that.
Wow.
So
what are they cleaning out? Liquid?
Yeah, and like just loose bodies, which is like basically just pieces of cartilage that kind of floating around in your knee.
Did you
loose
see,
bodies?
Did you see it?
Sorry. I didn't see it. Well, no,
see,
I
have to see. I have to.
I was like, I got like put under, and I woke
up. Oh yeah.
And it was, but like, I'd be like, so save everything.
It wasn't like in a bag. Before they threw it.
Save it.
So I mean, I have a question. So like, when you heard it and you didn't know because you were like, I'm a kid. I heard something. Who cares? Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Hurt it.
Hurt it. Yeah. Sorry. What did I know?
I thought I said heard it.
Oh no, like hurt. Like hurt. Yeah, hurt the knee.
Wait, what happened with the surgery?
Oh, keep going. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So I mean, they basically just kind of went in there, and he was like, we can't really repair it because it's just been messing around on it too long. So they just kind of cleaned it up. And then I was basically on crutches for like probably like a couple months.
Wow.
Oh, in high school?
Did they give you, can you they give you a new
knee?
Cartilage?
Meniscus?
Thing? Meniscus?
Right? No, they didn't for me. I don't really know if that's possible.
It might not. I made it up right here. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm hoping that at some point, because it's like, arthritis is like basically when that shit gets worn down. And then so I mean that's like a
do you have arthritis?
I don't. So well sometimes it'll I'll hurt it. Like it'll like there'll be like a pain. I'm like, oh yeah, that's because I probably have a little bit less cartilage there.
Yeah.
So personally I'm like, oh shit, I hope like medical stuff.
Oh yeah, science. I mean, can we all get on that bandwagon? Yeah.
Hope science develops in the next like 50 years, so by the time I'm like older and I like start facing those things, it's like, oh, there's like maybe a solution.
Because do you feel like you're already in a deficit, sort of in the knee area? Like, you know, when you get older, you start to get arthritic.
Yeah.
Right. But you already have that. And is that your concern of like, ugh, this is already going to.
Yeah. It's kind of like this looming thing that's like, well, so my doctor was like, yeah, so we had to clean it up. But then this means that you don't have like as much like cartilage right there anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he was basically saying, oh, that's like what happens when you have arthritis, so you might get a little bit like early onset. And I was like,
fun party.
That was like the like when the real regret was like, oh my god, like I should have just like taken care of this before.
Yeah,
so now I don't have to deal with this thing for like at a later point.
I gotta say that has to be that I can't imagine being in pain and not telling everyone all the time.
I'm saying that was my question.
I complain my ass off. I can't believe you must have just been silently hurting.
Oh, well, yeah. So that's this is part. This is a little bit of where the psychological aspect comes into it, because it's so when you're like, have you guys like do you guys like play sports and all that in high school?
No, but yes, I know. Yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah. Well, I guess like in general, if something's like you're doing this thing and you it's like. I mean, I was never, well, in my, I don't know what I wanted to, like, I played lacrosse and I was like, it just becomes your whole life. You know, when you're like, whatever that age, or even this current age, whatever you're doing kind of becomes your whole life. Mm-hmm. And if you get passionate about something, you're like, I want to do this and nothing's going to stop me. And also it's like, you don't want it to be true.
Yeah.
Like I would do things like not self-sabotage, but like test my physical, like I would push my knee. So I would be like, just as like a test to be like, no, everything's fine.
Oh.
I will keep doing it. And then I would like mess it up and it's like, oh God.
Oh yeah, you're like looking it. Back and you're like, what yeah, like, was
why?
That?
It's like, of course, like why would it all of a sudden get, you know, I didn't do anything. Why would it all of a sudden be better? But it's just like that hope of like, maybe today, if I do this thing that usually hurts my knee today, it won't happen and I'll be good.
Right. Yeah. Or I'll like, you know, this idea of like endurance or like building your muscle or something.
Right.
Did you think like, oh, I'm so strong, I'll get stronger and my knee by proxy will get stronger?
I didn't think about that too much, but I mean, there were a lot of times where I would just like push myself. Yeah, I don't know.
So my question was like, your parents through this, mm-hmm. like, did they know something was going on with your knee?
Yeah, so I would like, I didn't really tell them. I mean, it got sore. I mean, I think, I'm trying to remember, you know, this is like a little while ago, but yeah, I didn't think so. It explicitly was like, as I didn't tell them, or maybe they didn't even know how bad it was. It was just right. Like, oh, my knee's like sore today. And it's like, yeah, that's probably the extent of what I said.
Wow. And then they were all of a sudden.
That's what I mean. That's yeah, what's so crazy.
That's crazy. Because all of a sudden they were like, my son's having a surgery. Like, do you think that's how that went?
Did you not be benched or not be able to play? So.
Yeah, I'm that was a factor.
Yeah.
And definitely, yeah, like the denial aspect of it also. And then, but it just got to a point where I was like, I think like it was a holiday. I think it was maybe around like Thanksgiving or Christmas. Maybe I was walking down the stairs and like my knee just gave out, and I had to like go to the ER, like on like.
Did you fall down the stairs on Christmas or something? Well,
it was like the last. It was like the last step, but then like my knee like just like gave out and like buckled, and I was like, I had to basically go to the hospital.
You're like, I'm going down.
God. Yeah, because it was like, it's like locked up, and I was like, that was like not good. It was like really painful, and I was like, I can't like. That was it. I was like, yeah, this is not.
Mom just like holding him, like puts it down, like freaking out. Like, wow. I don't know. Like,
yeah, I don't.
Because you were what? You were, you said it was junior, senior year of high, was it high school?
High school.
Yeah.
So, right. So actually, like,
I'm actually
18?
Mixing up both the two. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm mixing up the two. I think that was my second one. So
right,
the first one I got taken care of.
Oh, okay. Was it the same knee? Are no, we talking so, left knee?
The first one's my right knee.
Okay. Wait, I thought this was on the same knee.
No, you said two, remember?
Two.
No, I thought it was two surgeries on the same knee.
No, two on two separate knees.
That's, we got to figure out what happened.
Yeah. So what happened to the other knee?
Okay, so the first one, it just got cleaned up. And the second one, I was playing backyard football. And this guy,
I'm so nervous.
This guy, Kurt. So he's like
Kurt.
A mush.
Kurt.
Fucking Kurt.
You know immediately.
Would be a fucking Kurt.
Fucking Kurt.
Fuck Kurt.
He was like a large guy. And he was like,
yeah.
I mean, he was like just what you admit, maybe imagine, just like very like large and aggressive. And like,
yeah, ready to run, ready to
right.
Hit.
It was
yeah.
two, it was like, I was like, so we're playing, it was like tackle, backyard football, and mm-hmm. then I was just like, I was going down, and then he picked me back up and like pulled, like threw me, and then I
Kurt
hit my like leg weird on the ground, and then it like, I basically like tore my meniscus that way.
No, that's a joke.
No, it was,
fucking Kurt.
It
so
was
why
insane.
Would he pick you back up? Let you fall?
Let me
exactly.
down. Let me die here.
So
and then
that's
I know what you're talking about like landing on it wrong.
Yeah, I like landed on it like. Yeah. So and then it
that's crazy.
Tore it then
no,
again,
did
and
you
I was
know?
Like, oh yeah, and you. Well, this was like the first one was kind of just like I probably just like fell and then I tore it because sometimes you can't tell with a meniscus tear.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just kind of twist it a little bit and
mm-hmm.
then it starts hurting and like being swollen.
Yeah.
It's not like an ACL where like you plant hard and then you just immediately feel something pop and it like.
Oh. The pop.
Yeah.
It's the, I mean, to hear it is a real.
You've heard it?
No.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Saying, but people
oh, yeah.
who have.
Oh,
right?
yeah.
Happened to
I
my cousin.
It's like you right. heard a pop.
And you fucking. I mean, he heard it, which
oh.
is like just a scary thing.
Right.
To hear
oh,
that.
Oh, my
he heard
God.
It.
Like.
Ah.
Yeah, sports injuries are gross and I hate watching them,
ugh.
But they're like, they happen so much.
I know.
Which is insane. Like, sports are insane. Like, the NFL, and like,
I mean,
basketball crazy.
Oh,
just,
NFL.
Like, you just, like, run and then you just stop and then your leg just, like, snaps in half.
Oh,
totally.
My God.
Soccer.
Like,
if you, I can't
yeah.
watch
oh,
those
wasn't
videos,
there ones
I
of, like,
truly was
people
haunted.
Had, like, their bones pop out of their whatever,
yeah.
right?
Oh. Oh.
Oh,
bones
my God.
Be popping.
See, mm-hmm. and the thing is like, you were literally playing a backyard fucking football game. It wasn't, you
yeah.
know, it's like,
Kurt
oh,
like,
right.
Kurt.
It's like, Kurt, we're in a backyard. You
yeah.
know
fuck
what I
Kurt.
Mean, Kurt?
So actually, that was interesting because in itself, like, dealing with, so this guy was like my friend or whatever.
Mm-hmm. you didn't see, but he just did sort of air quotes.
Yeah, I did air quotes. But that was like an exercise in like, I've never had to deal with this before, but like forgiveness and being like,
wow,
what, like it's, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, he obviously, like, didn't mean to. So he couldn't maybe, like, help it or, like, it's not, like, he's not an excuse. Yeah. But it was, like, just seeing with, like, someone who had, like, inflicted a lot of pain on you.
Yeah.
And seeing him every day and, like, in the same friend group and being, like.
Did he feel
badly?
Bad? Or was he, like, fucking whatever, you know, Kurt?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if I'm imagining this, but I feel like it was one of those things where he was, like, probably used to behaving a certain way, and he was like, oh, I just like did something bad for the like, I really like actually like fucked something, like seeing, like, I don't know, I feel like I may be imagining it, but it might also be true, of just him seeing me
and like freak out,
like I was back on crutches again after whatever. Yeah. And he was like, oh yeah, I just did that, and then me having to deal with that was weird and interesting.
It's hard
coming to terms with like just forgiving someone for doing something like that, because I don't know, I feel like I'm pretty just open and like about,
right,
you know, just like moving on past things,
right,
and just dealing with like forgiveness in general. I feel like that helped me a lot with like just that area of my life, which I think was like interesting and helpful in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, because technically, I mean, some people would, I guess you can't sue, but like I feel like some people would be like, I'm gonna sue. I don't know, like,
would you sue?
I wouldn't sue.
Because
I play sports. And like,
that's the risk, I feel like. You couldn't sue because that's the risk.
I mean, this one was like not with a ref or like on a yeah, yeah. So like that's a little different. But I mean, I remember like,
not that I'm advocating suing. I'm just saying like,
of course.
Please,
no,
you
that's
know, sue too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, and I remember like accidentally hurting people and feeling badly.
Is it sort of like a silent agreement? Like you're entering, so you knew,
right,
you entered this sort of agreement.
Right.
You weren't playing touch football, you were playing tackle football. Yeah. It's like the silent agreement you go into is like,
and he was probably,
you know,
probably trying to be funny, I'm assuming.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was one of those.
Was he? I don't know.
Yeah, you just like,
he's
do
like
a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And it's like,
how, so
yeah, it's like
how
too
old
aggressive.
Are you in this?
So I was probably, I think I was like in my junior year, so I must have been like 16.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get the timeline down. So yeah, the first knee happened when? The first surgery happened,
I think, that started
when?
Happened like 8th or 9th grade.
Oh, I was thinking so much. Okay, wow.
Yeah.
So you were really young for that to happen.
Yeah, so.
I would think, because
yeah,
you'd think the body would bounce back.
Or like, you know
14.
How kids are like elastic?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. Elastic.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Not you.
And
not
you
me.
To...
That was very stiff.
Yeah, you're like, this is what it is.
It's
agile.
I'm going to snap in half.
Yeah. But you were still like, I'm going to play tackle football. You didn't have, you didn't have a fear knowing you had the other knee?
No, because I think after that point, it was like, I didn't really feel like it was bothering me in any way.
It sounds like you were worse or used to playing in pain a little.
Yeah, I guess so, actually. Let's say I'm used to that. I was used to that.
Because how you said, like, practice, like, that thing hurt again. I'm like, damn, that means he's going in every day being like, I'm going to kind of hurt myself a little.
Right. Yeah, I guess it
which
was
is
just
a mindset.
Being used to it.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, like, people, like, put...
Sports, you do get hurt. It does make a little sense. I don't think I walked
right
out of a game not getting hurt.
Yeah.
Not if I played hard.
Right.
But, I would, yeah... Oof.
Yeah, you also like, yeah, when you're like that young, you just are like, your body heals in like the next day.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm invincible. Bye bye.
Yeah, and now I'm like, if I'm like ironing my shirt and I'm like squatting or like taking a knee,
I know.
And I'm like, oh, I'm going down the stairs today and I feel sore.
Yeah, you're like in, or like, do you ever get nervous because you do improv and stuff? Like, mm-hmm, you have these sort of. So what? What happened to the second knee?
Oh,
so you tore the. Just before I ask this,
yeah,
question, you tore the meniscus,
right,
of the second knee.
Yeah.
And you had to have a surgery.
Back on crutches.
Right. So I actually learned from this one from the last time. I was like, oh, I'm just gonna, I got to get this taken care of immediately.
God bless.
So it was
Thank
a
God.
Repair and not like a clean, like just like
cleaning.
Cutting it and cleaning it out. So
I want to know what came out.
That's that's what she's really
what
thinking
like.
About it.
We got to know.
Yeah. yeah, so I just got that cleaned up. And then that was better. I would say that was, I didn't really have like a whatever. It wasn't like that. Bad. It wasn't like that chronic over time.
Mm.
It was like just a trauma for like a little bit, and then we were just like, oh yeah, we got to get taken care of
wow.
in right. a much like more timely manner this time. So
were your parents literally like, what is happening with Dan? Like, yeah. you know, it's like two surgeries. He's not even 20. What is going on? Like freaking yeah. out.
I feel like I was so much more just self-absorbed at this point and like dealing with my own.
Of course.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, what is like, what am I doing? Like, what is the future for me or whatever in terms of just like doesn't matter, but like high school sports.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Just stuff that doesn't matter, but just, it's just so important to you.
It
that
was
you're
everything.
Like, What am I doing?
Totally.
Did your mom and dad fix it? Like, you're not even, cool not that idea. You did that, but like you.
Sports.
Yeah, like you couldn't, yeah. you. There was no awareness to think, oh, sure. my parents are putting their kid into surgery twice.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Like freaking out.
I would agree with that.
I didn't think my parents. Right.
I didn't think about my parents one bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder now
that
if you ask them.
My concern.
Yeah. Like, hey.
How was that for you?
How was that for you?
You know, I haven't actually. I mean, I imagine it'd be like, I guess I will
Christmas
now.
Dinner.
I think you
Christmas
should.
Dinner.
Reunion
bring it up.
Of the other knee.
That's right.
Bring it back.
Bring it back. Call yeah. back.
I want to make a quick cheers to my knee, which speaking of, I will want to revisit later.
I want to know how it was for you.
Years later.
Because I just wonder, like, you know, putting your child in surgery, even if it's like a knee and not like something maybe a little bit more
scary,
but. Still, to put your child under at 14, 13, whatever,
right.
it has to be somewhat nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And knowing that, like, you wanted to play sports and, like,
right.
you probably were, they understand that you're, like, a self-absorbed teenager.
Yeah.
You know?
They raised you.
They raised you. They were there. They were there.
Yeah.
So question for you. So now when you have, like, a medical, are you someone now that, like, if you have a sniffle, not a sniffle, but, like, if you feel like you're sick or you feel like something's gonna, or you're at the doctor, like, you don't play?
Do you play?
Do I play when I'm... No.
Do you play?
Do I play?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. For sicknesses, like the flu or something, I'm... Well, I haven't really had anything that bad recently, but I'm actually... I probably would not be.
It's flu season.
Oh, no. I got a shot.
You got a shot. I got the shot. Oh. I got the flu shot, yeah.
I didn't do it.
Free on your insurance.
I know, but...
Do you get flus often?
Flu?
Do you get a flu?
Do you have flus?
I don't think so. What is a flu? Is that just like a fever?
It's like isn't vomiting sometimes a part
then
of
I
it?
Then I welcome a flu.
Yeah. I actually technically know what makes it a flu.
I don't know what makes it a flu.
What's a flu?
Just very sick is flu.
Doesn't a flu what? Vaccine only help with certain strains of the flu? Can't you still get other flus?
Yeah.
There's a bird
what
flu.
What is a flu?
There's a swine flu, right? There's a bird flu. So like what is a flu?
I think bottom line, what is a flu?
All right, so flu is influenza, but what is influenza?
Yeah, yeah. What's
influenza? Right? Oh, that could also be completely wrong.
Is that true? No, you're right. Okay. You're correct. He pulled the curtain back ever so slightly, and then the curtain dropped. He's like, influenza.
We're like, what? Goodbye. Well, I don't know what a flu shot is. I don't know what a flu is. I don't know if I've had one.
Listen, this also is like, we've been told so much to get a flu shot that we don't know what we're putting in our body.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, getting a shot. Boom. And then like now we're talking about it and we're like, we don't fucking
know. I don't
know
what it is.
First of all, flu shots hurt the dickens. Mm. The next day.
Oh, well, you're
I'm very tender.
Yeah. Get sore, yeah.
They are sore.
Also,
they're sore.
What is a flu?
I think a flu is constituted. There is a high fever. There's absolutely a
there's
very
high
fever.
There's gotta be a fever.
And yes, there's a high fever.
We agree on that.
We agree on that description of high fever.
Sure. And that's all we got.
You never have a moment right now. Uh-huh. I think we're all in it where you go, am I an idiot?
Am I an idiot? But also,
But also, is this just something that no one speaks about?
I'm proud that I don't. I'm just like, I want the details and I don't know what a flu is or if I've had one.
That's,
People scare me about it.
Well, right now, we're in the scare time.
This is a scare
time. Where'd you get your flu shot?
I got it at work.
You got it at work. I did that before when I used to work. That's also weird where you're like, all the coworkers are lining up and they
Oh, yeah. I was like just in a gym and like my coworkers are there and then I didn't think about it, but I was sitting there with just my shirt and then I was like, oh, I guess they have to put the
nail
out of me. So I was like, just took off my shirt like in front of like my coworkers like in a gym
and you're like this is
and I was like
different
where's HR
I was like I guess this is it was just weird I wasn't that it, expecting
yeah.
it
yeah I had a friend's birthday party and I had like a half hour to spare and I literally started Dwayne Reed and I was like I guess I'll get my flu shot. Wow. And my first thought was like, can I drink? Because I was going to a birthday party. Oh. And I saw my friends and they were like, can you drink? Like, because they all had the same thought.
No one knows what the flu is.
No one knows. I literally read that thing from they gave you like the paper.
Yeah.
And it didn't say anything. But like, yeah, I have no clue.
Listen.
That's what we've learned today.
Dark.
But
in the dark.
Also, my other question for you is like, because I always get nervous, right? So like, we do, you know, we don't talk as much about comedy with the comedians here, but like we all do improv, right? Mm-hmm. And there's been times, you ever have an improviser who's like, oh, I'm sick, or like, I just got this done, don't punch me here, or don't hit me here, or don't, not that you should be hitting each other, but like, if a scene gets anything, like, be careful of this area, or make sure you don't, I'm sick, don't come. So like, are you ever like, in a scene where you're like, either you don't want somebody, like, to tackle you, you know, like, or you
or
get
to
nervous.
Jump on you, maybe.
Right, yeah, or you get nervous, like, I can't be a part of this because I'm gonna break myself.
Yeah, I've always, well, nothing. I haven't really thought about that. Well, if people are like running around and like falling around, I'm like, okay, everyone's like, just also that happening. Also, just like, so I feel like those injuries made me hyper aware to just sports injuries in general. And like I used to have like play a lot of basketball and stuff, and I'd like get a lot of sprained ankles. So I just, that makes me nervous a lot now. Just in general of being like climbing on top of things or like jumping down. And I'm like, where I'm walking in the city, because like I think I sprained my ankle once. I messed my foot in New York and it was like so annoying to get around anywhere.
I was just looking at our tech. Emma has a boot on right now, that's why I just pointed. I was like, oh no, we're talking about you. No, kidding.
So that's made me like more sensitive to like a bunch of that kind of stuff. So if people are like kind of like jumping around, like falling around like falling down around me, I'm like, I just get aware. I'm like, I just kind of like, you know,
you have to
like
brace yourself,
step around, like take a step back and being like, okay, like watch out.
Because I feel like a lot of people don't have that mindset.
Yeah, a lot of people just think it's just not an experience that they've had before, so why would they be like afraid of it, you know?
Yeah, they're like, I'll jump from this big thing, I'll step on the stage and then jump off and not even, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So I was wondering,
it's a character choice, you just make it a character choice. My character doesn't get on the ground.
Yes, that's it. All of a sudden, you know, it's like very well established.
And I'm like, I will be slowly descending from the stage, thank you.
Thank you. I honestly think that works.
I do it every time. I'm not jumping.
If you can add it as a character thing, boom, you're done.
Yeah, it's easier.
Hot improv tip.
I used to laugh at myself consistently because...
Which is great at improv.
I know. Well, because like if I ever died in a scene and then like my shirt came up a little, I'd be like, fuck it, I'm moving. I was like, I'm dead, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's also because there has to be something of like, I don't want my tit out. You know what I mean?
I don't want my tit out. I don't, especially if you're being moved or something. I'm like, you know what? I'm adjusting my body the way I want. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, who cares?
No,
who cares?
Everybody knows
people
I didn't die.
Like, wait, she's alive? Yeah.
It's like, everybody knows that. We got it.
Like
we got it. Yeah, I can't imagine. Do you feel like an old, fragile man now? That's what I want to know.
No, not really. I
that's a rough description.
That's what I
mean,
I would feel like, oh, I broke everything.
Well, there's just certain activities that I will just avoid now where I'm like, oh, I'm probably not going to just jog 10 miles because that just will not
be
good for
my joints.
Running
outside is really bad for you, and they're saying that now. It's bad on your joints. It's really bad on your joints.
Because of the uneven, is it uneven?
I did track, and all that. You really hurt your joints.
Because is it like, because it changes?
You're slamming down on your body, like, consistently.
Yeah.
And
it
isn't good.
When you think about it, when you're running, if you think about how it feels, it does feel like you're like, I mean, I don't know, I'm not a professional runner, but it kind of does feel like you're like, boom, 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 like, oh, you're all like whatever.
You step
how much
on anything
you weigh,
wrong? It's like it's
all
scary.
Your weight's coming down on like one leg,
right?
And it's like, oh, that's like it's a lot of shock and like force.
Yes.
Why do people do sports? So, no, I'm kidding. It's fun, sports, but like, you know what I mean? People have fun and they want to be competitive, and it's a good workout. But like, owie owie.
But if I was gonna do something, I would like. I would do like a bike or something, or like swimming or something that's like...
Swimming's the best for your body.
Yeah, it's like it's like
you're,
the whole thing,
your
right?
Your air...
and it's like you're a baby. No.
Well,
first of all,
you're a baby.
Uterus.
But you're weightless and you're... So you don't hurt.
Yeah.
That's what they
the
do. With, if
great.
old people can do it, I can do it.
Right? That's what they're doing. They're doing like a jazzercise.
Of course.
In,
because they can move.
They're doing it in the water. They don't do it out. I mean, I guess some of them do it out.
Yeah, it's such a good workout.
Yeah, if you like have swimmer. Just if it's like accessible to you, it's like, I mean, I guess it is a lot of effort to go there and like undress and change and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's like whenever I like swim like just two like one lap, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. I could drown.
Like
here.
You get so hungry after you like swim and it's like, oh yeah. My you like burn like 3,000 calories just like hanging around and floating.
And then you think of like Michael Phelps. You know yeah. what I mean? Or you think of anyone who's
but
like
then you hear like how he ate 20,000 oh, yeah. calories right. a day like, and you're yeah. like, I get it.
But it's also like when I think of like the people who eat pasta, what is that? When before you run you carbo load or something? Yeah.
I can't I don't know.
I always just think of Michael Scott like vomiting fettuccine Alfredo yeah. on The Office. Like that's
I thought,
all I think
like, the
of.
The second you said that,
that's
I
what
thought
you
of
thought
that.
Of, right? But like I think, you know, that's very interesting to me how you have to sort of like eat a certain amount and then because you burn it off.
Right. And it's like.
And you're so I hungry. But like that's I guess why after you go to the gym, you have like a protein shake. Right. I sound like a fucking idiot.
I don't think you have to.
No, but some people do.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's to like rebuild like your muscles.
Fucking moron. Yeah, is it muscles?
After, yeah, because when you work out, you're like tearing your muscles, and then like when you like do the protein, it's like rebuilding it.
I'm learning.
But the carbs, it's like you don't want to eat carbs after, or I don't know.
I
I'm not an expert.
That didn't make sense. I don't know why.
The carbo loading. I,
in high school,
it could be
I remember
the
them being
energy,
like,
right?
"Everybody eat pasta tonight."
Yeah, what is that?
I was like, I don't know, but I can't believe I'm being given. Like, I was like, how cool is this?
And you just like go to get a plate of pasta.
Yeah.
I want pasta yeah. right now.
My team did that.
Yeah.
We really?
Have pasta dinners.
Right. It's like, why? Who started this?
Yeah. What? This is another. So we have to Google the flu.
We
yeah.
have
what is
to
the
Google.
Flu?
You also, I'm not going to Google this, but you will. What cartilage looks like when it's taken
I
out of the knee.
I absolutely have.
That's the other Google.
That okay. is Google look, number
Google
two.
It.
And the Google number three is, why the fuck do you eat pasta before you do shit?
Hmm. Is that another myth?
Could
I'll
be.
Also, I'm about to really hot take.
Uh-oh.
I am because runners, you listen, runners, we know they're ruining their bodies. Yes. Mm-hmm. They run marathons. I don't think it's healthy. I'll say that. Another hot take. I think a lot of them are compulsive.
Hmm. You're saying marathons
runners.
Aren't unhealthy.
Yeah. Runners.
Okay.
But runners.
Yeah.
Like you hear about people who like are bleed.
Yeah.
Like
their
rub
nipples.
Their nipples off. Like they, because yeah. they're like, cannot stop. Because you're
yeah,
like, you take a day off.
Or you
and
shit.
Like, I can't.
You shit
yeah.
your pants.
I mean,
the shitting the pants. We've spoken about that before. I think it's
shitting the
that's
pants.
Great.
I sort of get because you're just like I get during the act
or
of
you,
a marathon
you don't
doing
stop,
it.
Though
that I don't love. I just think
talking
you
about
should,
like when you run a marathon.
Does it happen a lot? Is that a frequent thing?
I thought I've heard that like people shit their pants. I think it was on the first
going?
Episode of our podcast.
Always, yeah.
But I've heard that from other people too.
Right, because your body's you literally
keep,
like
yeah.
I'm dying.
Or I've heard from people who run marathons they don't want to lose on their time.
Yeah.
Like if you're running
that,
the New York
yeah.
City Marathon, if you train for the New York City Marathon, you're doing 23 whatever point, whatever the fuck it is, 23.6, 23 whatever, mm-hmm. and you don't want to.
It doesn't
stop.
Make sense to me because you want to finish because you're proud. I wouldn't be proud if I'm shit dripping down my leg.
But that's
I'd be
you.
Like,
I'm adult in
a goddamn diaper.
That's your pride. Other people
that,
are like, I shit myself.
If I see somebody shit, I'm like that. You are in. That's stupid.
Yeah, but no,
you
but
gross motherfucker.
Like, but it's just. But okay, I
no,
hate.
It's
I hate
gross.
To go into.
I won't
a,
condone.
No, but
I won't.
I
Jesse, just shit. Yeah, just shit the pants.
Jesse, just shit.
I won't.
Just shit the pants.
Just shit right
Wait,
now.
What's the average? Not so it's probably such a big range, but like what's I don't know, what is average in quotes for like to finish a marathon like in time?
Fourth Google,
that's the fourth one.
Let's
like,
think about it's like 24 miles. Let's pretend you can do like 10 minute miles. Nine is I don't know how people yeah.
I don't know what a normal
could
minute
ever.
Okay. I don't know what the average minute
is that
mile
like
is.
2 hours?
Guys,
hours.
Again,
four
you
hours?
Guys were the sports people. I'm looking at
I
you
never
hardcore.
Ran a marathon, I'll tell you that.
I don't know.
Yeah. That just seems very unfortunate that would like. Happened that you would have to like shit in like that short window.
I can't.
But think about this.
I don't. I won't.
I'm sorry. And this is not to get too hot and heavy.
Yeah.
But think about football in America, right?
Uh-huh.
We know scientifically they're getting concussed
yeah.
over and over
concussed.
And over again. Concussed.
Right.
They are
left
concussed
and right.
left and
right.
It causes rage issues. It
of
causes just.
I mean OJ.
I mean that's
I mean,
you know,
OJ.
I mean
but
heightening.
Like but Aaron Hernandez was it Aaron Hernandez or who
yeah.
just yeah who just his brain was studied. Did you hear?
No.
So he was in
concussed.
He was heavily concussed, but
he
had
CTE.
He has CTE. So
What's that?
It's
like
a,
when you get a lot of concussions and then it just I don't I'm not
there's
fifth
like a whole
Google, fifth
you
Google.
Could Google it yeah but it's a I saw a video on it but
it.
It's essentially and again correct us we're happy to be corrected but he was Aaron Hernandez right was in jail
yeah.
right for something
oh.
that he
for
did
murder.
For murder
yeah.
right
oh.
and he killed himself in jail sadly
no.
but like it was because he if he killed himself in that that's what they said in the mm-hmm. time period that he killed himself that it was for I'm talking very as
for
a novice
what?
So you can his daughter would get the money from being a football player was what I've heard. Again, I'm a novice. I heard this on the, you can correct me. Yeah. I can be wrong. So, but the point is they studied Aaron Hernandez's brain. And he had, I could be fucking this up, but like you're supposed to have like a, either a small lobe that looks like dark, and he had a massive lobe. Like you would see that in somebody who maybe was way older, who maybe had some type of brain issue.
Yeah.
And what they were saying was, you should look it up because I could be getting this wrong. I'm going to say that again.
Yeah.
But like it obviously fucked up his brain so badly at his age that all of these, essentially that all of these actions could be in response. They can't control their anger. They can't control. Yeah. They're very impulsive. They can't control any of that stuff.
Yeah. With football, there's definitely like a lot of like, stories of like, just like suicide and stuff like that.
Yeah. Suicide. That was why
and
they also.
A lot
also,
of them are linked to CTE and all that.
That was the concussion movie was that Will Smith was in, was based on that doctor
concussion
who.
Movie.
There's a movie called Concussion. Will Smith was the lead. It's based on a doctor like that. I think it was, I can't remember what football league, what league it was, but a bunch of their players killed themselves and or were in some type of terrible trauma, whatever, and they studied their brains.
Wow.
So, and that's how he figured that out. But why I brought up this up is because, like, you're saying, like, oh, who would shit their pants? It's like, our nation
someone
is like.
Someone who's concussed.
Right, that was concussed.
Maybe they're all concussed.
Yeah, that was us. But, like, our nation's like, yay, football, and it's like, we're watching these people kill, hurt themselves over and over and over again. It's like, so the sports mentality or what you said before of like, oh, you could push yourself and think you're fine. You know what I mean? Like that sports mentality of like, I gotta keep going. I gotta keep going. That competitive with yourself or like,
Once you're, I mean, I think once you're kind of like in it, once you're, I mean, if you're not like observing it, but once you're just like the person who's doing it every day and that's like all you've been doing and probably your only way to make a living, it's like, I don't know until like something, until it's like too late. Like, I mean, it's not the same, but like for my knee, I was like, oh, this has got to a point where it's like, I just, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
But I mean, by the time like people who have like play football get to that point, it's like you've already been playing, slamming your head for years
since
and
you
years
were 13
years.
Or whatever. Like,
yeah, exactly.
And also, it's like, it's the biggest, what it's like, everybody, well, everyone loves football. It's like a big, the massive sport in America. And it's like, whatever. You're making a ton of money and you're, or is your dream to become a professional football player?
Right.
And
insanity.
We're not doing anything about it. No. I mean, I think they might start doing so, but I don't think they're really gonna. They're gonna be like, they're gonna be like, no more football. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just like it's hard because it's like
it's hard to touch a moneymaker.
Well, we know that.
We know that, and that's the honestly, that's the problem.
Yeah, we know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
No, I know.
I mean, come on.
I'm not gonna fight you about it. I just
you know
like,
what I'm saying?
I am upset about it because it just makes me upset.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a solid regret, though. I mean, I think anyone has, I can't say that anyone who has a medical regret of like, I let something go too long doesn't regret it. I don't fucking buy it. Of like,
wow.
I'm saying like, if you did something, you let something go too long and then it became a way bigger problem. Like, there's no, I have no regrets on that.
Right,
like, you
like,
have
no
to.
Upside, really.
Yeah, there's no, like, I, like, yeah, you learn now to take care of your body.
Yeah.
But it's like, cool. I could have learned that another way.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
I
would
rather.
Yeah, I'd rather just be healthy and not have learned that lesson.
Yeah, like I'd rather have my knees. You know
I'd
what
rather
I'm
just
saying?
Live in bliss and like not know.
I think that has to be one of the most, I would say, like, because you feel dumb. Like, because it's your body and no one else could tell you, like, go to the doctor and deal
with
it.
But that's what's hard. It's your, it's like communicating what is happening in your body when you don't know what's happening in other people's body. It's like, is does everyone's knee always hurt a little bit?
Always.
Is that, are we all like a little bit in pain? I'm always convinced. I'm always like, we all like feel that. Although I actually am a big verbal, I don't want to say complainer, but
I will say, and this is not because I feel like,
I don't
But you also like, you didn't go to the doctor for a while, right? Because it's scary.
For like a checkup, but nothing was wrong.
No. But even so, like I have this thing, I don't remember if I said this on the podcast, but I've had like, I have had microscopic blood in my urine since I was a kid.
Oh.
And it just comes up on a test, but every new doctor who tests my urine like freaks out. Like, why my you know, it's genetic or whatever. It's like always been there. And it can make me feel irritated, but like my doctor, my pediatrician was like, you have this and a doctor's going to tell you it's a problem, but like you've always had it and like whatever. Okay. And then I just went to the gyno and she called me and this like, and I was like, what the fuck? And then, because I forgot to tell her.
Yeah.
That's a problem. So tell them
that
and I forgot.
On you.
That was on me, but I forget every time. Every time. Mm-hmm. No fail. And then like I called her back and she was like, you have blood in your urine. And I was like, I know. Had it since I was like, all news, bitch. I was like, no, I loved her. But I was like, oh, I get it. Like, I know. But why I bring this up is because after that, I did feel like uncomfortable, like, you know, down there. And I was like, I didn't know if it was the microscopic blood or something else. And so when you already have like if you already have a knee where you're like, it's already sore, but I know it was like hit this way, mm-hmm. you're just sort of like, do I keep going back to the doctor, or that's, is it the like, same thing?
Okay.
Do
I know what I mean? I do. I just went to the doctor. Well, mm-hmm. it wasn't just, whatever, does it, whatever, a few months ago.
Yeah.
And I had Lyme disease. Mm-hmm. But I caught it early, whatever, it's fine. But I was like, can we just test for Lyme disease just to see? And he was like, well, you'll always have it
right
in your blood. So I was like, oh, so he's like, so you're gonna always test positive. And I was like, oh. And then it was like, so how will I know if I get it again?
Right. That's the thing.
That's what I said.
That's
and
what
then
I'm
he
saying.
Was like, do you feel like you have I was like, what?
I was like, I have Lyme disease. Do I feel
I don't
like
know
I had
it? The whole thing is it doesn't show effects for 10 years. And let me tell you something. The medication they put you on.
Yeah.
When you like, just to clear it a little bit. And my body was like, we love it. So I'm like, let's get me
wait,
on
what,
it.
It makes you shit?
Just what?
I thought you meant my body loves it because it.
It like clears your skin.
Oh.
I like. Lost
I didn't know if it was like.
Whoa.
Like
it was like really good for me. You know what I mean?
Oh my god! You're like lime it up, lime
and
it.
I was like, I have it again. Help!
Yeah. Oh god!
I'll do it next year. I'll do a cleanse.
You'll do a nice Lyme disease.
A
cleanse.
Lyme disease cleanse.
Is that one of those things where if you get it, like, are you like, is like chickenpox where you're like, not? Are you safe from Lyme disease?
No.
You can get it again?
I think so. Or maybe I have the antibiotic. I'm not sure.
Guys, we have so many questions.
That's the
whole
problem.
Yeah, we have a lot of medical questions.
But they make it so difficult. Me I can't get it again. You can't tell me.
Yeah,
that.
You can't tell.
Right.
I'll get a fucking Lyme disease if I get it.
I'll get a tick.
I'll get it.
My fucking blood.
Yeah,
and I'll tell them, do what you do.
I don't know. Because also, it's like the whole medical world, it's like it makes it very difficult to understand what's really going on.
Oh,
it's so
a
hard.
Mystery. Talk
and
about
insurance
behind a curtain.
And problems.
Yeah. When I was like, that made me think of this. When I was like trying to figure out what was going on with my knees,
mm-hmm.
I was like,
yeah.
You could just like drive yourself insane going on like WebMD.
Oh,
and, like,
no, buddy, no.
Looking up everything, and you're like, it could be this, could be this, could be this, could be this. That being said, I don't know anything about medicine or being a doctor, like a bone knee doctor at all.
No.
But it's like, oh, you go to your doctor, you're like, what about these? What about this? What about this? What about this?
And they're like,
I'm like, oh, dude, I don't know. You just have to get an MRI. No.
And
like, we'll see.
Indeed this, and I'm aggravated. Yeah.
And then you drive yourself crazy with like all the possibilities.
Oh, you can't Google.
It'll always be you could die, and it could be cancer.
Oh, yeah.
That's always. So true.
I mean, every time
you
I'm like,
you could fart wrong,
wow.
And it's like, well,
I had a friend who, like, go immediately. I'm like, wait.
That's
really bad with pets too, because you don't know what they're feeling.
Oh, pets. Yeah. We were running back and forth. Yeah, you got to go
it's
immediately.
Too much. It's too
but
much.
Then I'll tell you, I do go immediately. Not immediately, like a day or two.
I'm saying if you look it up, you can.
Oh
you
God,
can't.
No,
you'll
you
lose
can't.
Your
you'll
mind
lose
because
your mind.
It's. I mean, but also they can't speak to you, so you're like, how bad?
Oh
is
no,
it
every
on a scale of 1 to 10.
Every pet thing I ever googled was like, take them and call your vet.
As soon as they like my cat one time vomited on my bed, which I was like. Telltale sign, like, we are going to the vet. Thank you for that. You know, I appreciate it, and I'm hearing what you're saying,
and I'm taking it in,
and I'm putting you in the carrier, and let's go. So, but I don't know.
No,
but I think what's interesting about cats, I think dogs are the same. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom was just talking. I forget we were talking about with my cats, but they know when they're gonna die.
They go in a corner
and they just go somewhere to like peacefully do it away from people. Which I'm like, can you imagine?
Oh,
I don't know. They're just like. It's time. Like, they just make I think their body, but they're in so in touch with their body. They're like, I'm going to go somewhere quiet.
That's the nine lives.
Sorry. And that's when it goes.
Tracy just winked.
Yeah. That's the nine lives. That's the ninth one going.
You know what? The ninth one's like,
scoot,
I got it.
Scoot, scoot.
I know this is coming. You know that you can't
it's just
pull it on me. Yeah, it is. That is crazy. People could do that. You know, that would be a trick.
It would be a trick or a treat.
Trick or treat.
You know what I mean? What do you find in the corner of
so
the house?
Our first medical episode.
What a medical episode.
What a medical episode.
Ooh, the first medical episode.
I love that. It was something diff. I love it.
I love a diff. I love a tiff. I love a knee that goes whiff.
Yeah.
I mean, you name it.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Thank you.
She'll keep
rhymer.
Rhyming. So
I really will.
Wow.
So thank you so much, Dan.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is so fun, guys.
Oh, God bless. And everyone, again, go see Asian AF.
Oh, that's right.
At the UCB Theater. And you know what? Mm. If you like our podcast, I'll just say it.
You should.
Just, you know, rate, review, subscribe, whatever you want.
I mean, listen.
Whatever you
want
to do.
If you've made it to this point.
You like us.
I feel like you should do something.
You
something.
Like,
do
you
something.
Really like
you
us.
You like us. And also, we like you.
Thank you so much.
So go out there and live your life with regrets. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.